This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the school of wisdom. And we're thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge that we gain through the scriptures, through the teaching of the scriptures. And the scripture says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm ourselves likewise with the same mind. And I'm thanking God, he that suffereth in the flesh has ceased from sin. And that is our plight. That's our goal, is to live free and separated from sin. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for your honor, Jesus. My elders, our missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Grateful for our Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy. They've gone on with the Lord. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Doctrine is God's word, which is the Ten Commandments, which is law that God commanded. That's why we keep God's commandments here, 425 Laconia Boulevard. We're going to talk about the paths of righteousness. Whatever we talk about, it always wound up being God's word, according to what's written. Before we get to that, obey the word, choir. Pleasing God here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. It's all about pleasing God according to the scripture. Yes. As the Lord said, we do always those things that please him. I do always those things that please him. Announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Deacon Debbie is always on fire for God. Isn't that beautiful? The scripture says ye are lively stones. Isn't that beautiful? Built up a spiritual house. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. This scripture has been true since the day it was inspired to be written. And the criteria for understanding has not changed. It's about keeping and doing God's word. That's how you get wisdom and understanding of God. Now let's go to Psalms 23. Everyone that hear my voice should know the 23rd Psalm. They love to say this psalm at funerals. It's important if you say it at the funeral of yourself. Isn't that beautiful? Most funerals have this scripture read over them. But it's a blessing when you have understanding to know I die daily and I'm reading my scripture. Isn't that beautiful? Now I hear it, understand it, and I strive to live it. Isn't that beautiful? Because truly the Lord is our shepherd. But you cannot go down the paths of righteousness if you don't have a shepherd. Because if you have a shepherd and you're not going down the paths of righteousness, you got the wrong shepherd. 23:1, what does it say?
The Lord is my shepherd.
What?
I shall not want.
When the Lord is your shepherd, truly, you want for nothing. You don't go from church to church trying to hear some food. We hear food over here. And we also eat food. We taste food over here. You hear it. Trying to hear a word, trying to hear a good message. And most of the people go from place to place because they're trying to hear something that satisfies their flesh. It's a blessing when you have a mind to say, this is good, but there's something else I'm looking for and I haven't heard it yet. You're probably looking for something that's going to satisfy your soul. Read.
Yes. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
God makes his people to lie down in green pastures. And every one of the Lord's sheep has to be made. And when you're made, he's making you to lie down in green pastures. What?
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Because God's way is all about peace. Whatever makes for peace. Leadeth me beside the still waters. What?
He restoreth my soul.
And more importantly, when you come to the Lord, God is going to restore your soul. And it's restored now. And our job is to maintain restoration and continue in the kingdom. Yes. Because when you're restored, the kingdom have come. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. When God restores, that's why the Peter said, Lord, wilt thou at this time again restore the kingdom? In other words, we come to God to get God's spirit restored to us because Adam lost the way of God. Yes. He lost having a spirit without sin. Isn't that beautiful? He was created in a spirit without sin. And he lost that. He let sin in. That's the secret why he did that. But since he allowed sin in, it passed upon all men, and our souls had to be restored. Yes. He restoreth my soul. What?
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Now, if you're not led in the paths of righteousness, you cannot be restored, your spirit. And whatever we're going through as we walk with the Lord, if you get off path and you're not getting back on the path, you cannot be restored. If your mind thinking is thought that's not like God, bring every thought unto the obedience of God, then you're into the path of righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. What?
For his name's sake.
All for his name's sake. If God got a people, he's going to have him in righteousness for his name's sake. He always got a witness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the first verse again. What?
Yes. The Lord is my shepherd.
Lord is, everyone looks at, oh, the Lord is my Savior. If he's your Savior, he's your shepherd. What?
I shall not want.
I shall not want. Let's go to Ecclesiastes.
Right.
12 mm-hmm. and 11.
All right. Thank God.
Let's get a witness. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So we just don't find a scripture and make it doctrine. You got to have two or three witnesses. And they say, well, the Bible contradicts itself. Everything in the Bible witnesses to itself.
Yes.
It complements each other. So it don't matter about, we're going to run over here to this Big Ten meeting. They found five other books written by Miles and Johnson.
All right, Pastor.
This is new scriptures. Something new. No, it ain't. God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Whatever story that you're going to read about, it's going to all wind up being obeying God's word and the consequences and obeying not and the consequences. Isn't that beautiful? It changes not. All 66 books we have today show what the consequences are of obeying God and what they are not.
Yes.
That beautiful is all sums up to be.
Yes.
When you obey, you're pleasing God. When you don't, you please not God. 12 and 11, what does it say?
The words of the wise are as goads.
Words of the wise are as goads. What?
Yes. And as nails fashioned by the masters of assembly.
It's like nails. Other words, the words pull the teaching together. Now these so-called shepherds say, God said you make one step, he'll take two. He'll make two. That ain't a nail that the Lord used.
Right.
That's a lie.
That's right.
So God loved me when I didn't love myself. That's not true. I didn't love God. God yet loved me. No, God loved those that love him. Isn't that beautiful? Now he loved and died for mankind. But God don't love a sinner. And God don't hear a sinner's prayer. If he loved the sinner, why wouldn't he hear his prayer? Only if he become a worshiper, or other words, looking for him, then God will hear you. Why would God hear you and you're not looking for him? And if you're not walking down the paths of righteousness, striving to live for God, God don't recognize you. Your father, the devil, does. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
God don't show mercy to the sinner that is not up under the banner of his son or the prayer of his son. God shows mercy to thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments.
Yes.
The devil has mercy too. If you don't believe it, think about yourself. If you think you're saved, what kind of mercy did you have before you got saved? That's your father that gave you that nature.
All right.
Devil has mercy too. That devil had mercy when he sent Pharaoh's daughter down the river and scooped up Moses.
Beautiful.
That was the mercy of the devil. God knew what she was going to do, sent Moses down there.
Beautiful.
And had his little one, who was under the banner of his son, male or female, Miriam, waiting to see where it was going to go. Isn't that beautiful?
That beautiful. Yes.
So God's mercy was being shown, and so was that devil's mercy being shown.
Yeah.
The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies. What?
Yes. Which are given from one shepherd.
Now, we ain't got but one shepherd here.
All right.
And if you don't recognize you have one shepherd, you are not in the paths of righteousness. You're confused about what path to go on. St. John.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 10.
All right.
I'm not confused about the path I'm on.
All right, Pastor.
I'm on the path of being an Israelite.
All right, Pastor.
Path of being a Jew.
All right, Pastor.
I'm not confused about that. There is no such thing as a Christian and a Jew. They're one.
Beautiful.
We got the Jews and the Christians. You're confused. You're on the wrong path. 10 and 16, what does it say, St. John?
10 and 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Other sheep. Mm-hmm. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. He was talking about, and yet talking about, that natural Jew who happened to be spiritual.
Yes.
They were of his fold. But so many that were with him and who came after him and before him didn't have the knowledge of the spiritual man and the natural man. God didn't come to save just a natural Jew. He came to save that which was lost.
Yes.
Other words, they were lost because they were looking for him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And in the fullness of time, when they had a mind to seek salvation, he found them.
Yes.
And let them find him.
Yes.
Didn't matter what you were, natural Jew or not, you were looking for salvation.
Yes.
And that's the other sheep. Other sheep
mm-hmm.
I have, what?
Which are not of this fold.
They're not of a natural man.
That's right.
A natural Jew, not this fold, but what?
Them also I must bring.
I must bring them in too, Peter, James, John. I must bring them in. What?
And they shall hear my voice.
They're going to hear the word when it goes forth. Because he said, my sheep hear my voice. Otherwise, they're going to say, you know what? This sounds like what I'm looking for. Because they were predestined and we are predestined to be with God when God knows we're going to have a mind to obey or to strive to live for him. What?
And there shall be one fold.
There shall be one fold. Now, where do we get all of these different ways to God? Over here, we call him Yahweh. Over here, we call him Jehovah. And over here, we call him Yeshua. That's Jewish. They say Yeshua. Well, fine. But the scripture says,
mm-hmm.
there shall be one fold. What?
Mm-hmm. There shall be one fold and one shepherd.
That one fold is the flock of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Israel of the Spirit. It's the flock that is called a Jew, Hebrew. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
He that have been circumcised in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to.
God.
Thank God. Ecclesiastes again.
Yes, Pastor.
11.
Yes.
12 and 11. Let's go back there.
Yes, Pastor.
One fold, one shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
When you understand that, you say, let me get off of this path here. I'm in a church here and they're talking about these Jews. That's what I am. That's what the scripture says I should be. Ain't but one fold. So if we're in one fold, why we got so many different churches and names thereof? Why? Because they're up under another shepherd, and it's not God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? He's not called the Lord. But I understand there's only one shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And it was given by the masters of assembly by one shepherd. Read it again.
The words of the wise are as gold.
Words of the wise mm-hmm. are as goads.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And as nails fastened by the masters.
It's like nails fastened by the masters of assemblies.
Of assemblies,
what?
Yes. Which are given from one shepherd.
One shepherd.
All right.
Now, if one shepherd is giving these goads and nails, I'm going to give you the goads and nails, and you're going to say, well, I'm going to call myself a Presbyterian, give you the same nails and goads. I think I'm going to be called Heavenly Way Baptist. That ain't the same shepherd. Everyone should be called Israel.
Go ahead.
Everyone say, I serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Everybody should be saying that. One shepherd. Everybody should be saying one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's it. And it's not about natural baptism. It's a spiritual baptism. Being baptized in God's word. Everybody should have that same mind because we got one shepherd. You don't have a mind like, and this mind I have is according to scripture. Read the 10th verse.
Yes, Pastor. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words.
Every preacher should seek to find out acceptable. That's what I strive to do.
Yes.
Find out acceptable words. What?
And that which was written was upright.
So let's get what's written now. Don't get make up nothing. Let's get what's written. And now you may have not been led to go to what's written, but I'm going to take you to what's written.
Yes.
You say, I never read that scripture. Fine. But let's go to what's written. Whatever I take you, you might not have heard it before, but it ain't made up. It's in the scripture.
It's in the scripture, yes.
You just got to be led there.
Yes.
And I'm going to lead you there like I was led to go there.
Right.
That beautiful?
Yes.
And right and divided.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Even words of truth.
Even words of truth. That's all we're getting into.
Yes.
The word of truth. Beautiful.
Thank God.
Let's go to Psalms 80 and 1.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
Now I'm leading you down the paths of righteousness.
Yes.
The paths of righteousness is the path of God's word.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Words, even words of truth. That's the paths of righteousness.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes.
In the word it says, remember the Sabbath day. That's even words. That's path of righteousness.
Yes, it
didn't say remember the first day of the week. That's the wrong path. Because
yes.
It's not in God's word. It's not a word of truth.
Right.
That beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Says, don't have any other gods before me. And not to make any graven images. So you're on the right path when you don't have all these crosses and statues of Mary, statues of Peter, Paul, and doves and babies with wings. That's the wrong path.
Yes.
Ain't the path that God is saying.
No.
Nothing in heaven above, that's in the earth beneath, in the water. All this is the path of righteousness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
80 and 1, Psalms.
Give ear, O shepherd of Israel.
Asking God to give ear. Oh, shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Not of the heavenly Baptist.
No.
This is the shepherd of Israel talking about his son.
That's right.
Give ear, O shepherd. Now, can everyone say that in all these different churches? Praise God for the shepherd of Israel. You don't want to say Israel because all they think about is natural. No, it's Israel.
Yes.
And I love it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Give ear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shepherd of Israel, what?
Thou that leadest Joseph like a flock.
Lead Joseph like, I love to say Joseph.
Yeah.
That's brother Joseph.
Right.
Let him like a flock.
Isn't
that beautiful, what?
Thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth.
Shine. In other words, let God's knowledge come forth.
Yeah.
Let him shine that you can see knowledge. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read the 8th verse. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, if you haven't come out of sin, you're not on the path. Because God brought his church out of Egypt. He brought a vine out of Egypt. What?
Thou hast cast out the heathen.
Wait a minute. This heathen has been cast out of our life. That means the ways we used to go has been cast out. And if there's anything residual, we're working on getting rid of that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's why we have problems with mother, father, sister, brother, this household. And all of those that come up under the household, Baptist, Methodist, all of these so-called doctrines, that's not holiness.
Right.
And they don't keep God's commandments. That's the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
Thou hast cast out the heathen, what?
And planted it.
Cast out that heathen and planted it, this vine. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now let's read the 15th verse. What does it say?
Yes.
We're not going to read everything. Everything is not pertaining to, it's here a little and there a little. 15, what does it say?
And the vineyard which thou right hand.
And the vineyard which thy right hand.
Thy right hand hath planted.
What?
And the branch that thou madest strong for thyself.
The vineyard which thy right hand hath planted.
Yes.
And the branch that thou madest strong
for thyself.
God made his church strong for him. Because
yes.
God's church, if it's strong, it will let the light shine like it's supposed to be. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And that's what we strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Be strong for the Lord. Stand for the Lord.
Yes.
Be zealous for the Lord. 17th verse, what does it say?
Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand.
Let God's hand lead God's anointed.
Right.
Hand upon thy right hand. What?
Yes. Upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for
God
thyself.
Made his leader strong.
That's
the way Paul was.
Yes.
Ain't but one Lord. One faith. So I'm letting everybody know one Lord.
Right.
Thank God. One faith.
Right.
One baptism.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 49.
All right.
That's the path we're on.
Yes.
The path of righteousness. One. One path. There ain't no four and five paths we travel down.
All right.
It's called a highway.
Mm-hmm.
Highway of holiness, that's what it is. And we're letting you know over here, no unclean thing going to travel this highway because when it becomes unclean, it's going to get knocked off. That's what we're going to do here. We're picking them off. You've seen them when you go to the to the little fairs, the little ducks go by, they get gun, you pick them off. That's what we do here. Pick off all of the junk. Say, y'all just pick off everything. Yeah, we do.
All right.
49.
O Zion, that bringeth good tidings.
O Zion, the church that bringeth forth good tidings. Mm-hmm.
Yes, get thee up into the high mountain.
God's people are up in the spirit. Don't say you in the spirit because you're running around a church kicking off your shoes. Right. That's the wrong path. That don't mean that you in a high spirit because you do that. You got a spirit that don't mean it's of God.
Yes.
That's just emotion and the spirit of the devil. Hollering and speaking about something you have no idea what you're speaking. That's confusion. God's not the author of that.
Right.
High mountain, what?
Mm-hmm. Old Jerusalem.
Oh, Jerusalem.
That bringeth good tidings.
I'm bringing good tidings today. Tidings about the paths of what's right. Righteousness.
Yes.
What?
Lift up thy voice.
Lift up your voice.
With strength.
What?
Lift it up.
It don't mean you got to walk around all day tomorrow. Amen, amen, amen. Say, I thank God. Amen. Come on, they ain't lifting your voice with no strength. That's just foolishness. Every other word. Preach. I just said amen. God is good. Preach. That's foolishness. That ain't lifting up your voice. That's lifting up foolishness. Go ahead.
Yes, Pastor. Be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God.
Show them God. Mm-hmm. Show them what God is all about. And you'll shut down the amens and all the running around kicking off shoes.
Yes, Pastor.
People laying hands on each other and they don't have a title to be a deacon. Laying hands on you. Read the read the 10th verse. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand.
God is coming with strong hand.
Yes.
That means God's
yes.
going to send his anointed.
Yes. All right.
Lift up a standard for God. Isn't that beautiful? And he's coming with strong hand, mm-hmm. could be he or she, but many times there's not a place for them.
All right.
No place to lay their head, no place to speak. So they have to go into, what do they call it, the inn.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What was that the Lord was in?
It was an inn, yes. A manger.
He goes into a manger.
Yes.
Something meager.
Yes.
Highway and hedges, because that's where he's being received.
Yes. Thank God.
But to the mainstream, they don't want him there. But the Lord will send a strong hand.
Mm-hmm.
And his arm, what?
Shall rule for him.
What?
Behold, his reward is with him.
Our reward is with us.
Yes.
That reward is God. Mm-hmm. It's with us.
And his work before him.
And the work is before us because this is the work to believe on he whom God has sent.
Yes, Lord.
Read the 11th verse.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd.
What?
He shall gather the lambs with his arm.
Wait a minute. It's not carrying arms in his bosom mm-hmm. as they draw the picture. To lead his shepherd and gather the lambs with his arm mm-hmm. is to gather him with his anointed.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
You got a mind to live for God. God got an anointed one to shepherd you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And carry them in his bosom.
God carries his people to knowledge. Point, glory to glory.
Yes.
Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And shall gently lead those that are with young.
And shall gently lead those that are with young. In other words, those with a mind just starting to live out for God. Yeah. God know how to bring them gently.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Let's go to Psalms 23 and 3 again.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
Thank God we got time here.
Thank God. Yes, Pastor. He restoreth my soul.
God restores the soul. That's what we are attempting to do here today. Mm-hmm. Restore
mm-hmm.
knowledge
yes.
that have been lost and for the most part have never been obtained. But restore the kingdom.
Yes.
What?
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
God leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
What?
For his name's sake.
For his name's sake. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 John 3 and 7. Let's go there. I'm leading you into a path of righteousness.
Yes.
You heard the email information, texting information, a phone number. Well, you can call us. 323-754-8302. Said, I want to know more about this path you're talking about. I'm going to take you to the scripture.
Yes.
1 John 3:7 says what?
Little children, let no man deceive
now,
you.
Now, if you want to be on the path of righteousness, let no man, whether they are male or female, preacher, layman, deacon, let no man deceive you. What?
He that doeth righteousness is what? Righteous, even as he is righteous.
Now, I know that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags before we come to God. Once we come to God, he says, now are ye the sons of God. God is claiming you. You want to live for God? It don't appear what you're going to be, but when he does appear, you're going to be like him. And we that have this mind to see God, we begin to purify ourselves. You do that by doing righteousness. Yes. Let no man deceive you. What?
Let no man deceive you. He that doeth
righteousness. He that doeth righteousness.
Is righteous even as he is righteous.
How plain is that? 25:4. Let's go there. Psalms. 25:4. If you do righteousness, you are righteous even as he is righteous. Mm-hmm. And I believe the scripture says, it shall be our righteousness. This is what God gave Moses to tell us. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. Psalms 25:4. What
yes.
does it say?
Yes, Pastor, 25:4. Show me thy way.
Show me thy way. The God hath to show you his way. His way is righteousness. That's why it's called paths of righteousness.
Yes.
It's the same thing. It's his way. Show me
thy
what?
Ways.
Show me thy ways.
What? O Lord, teach me thy
paths. So teach me that, because God's ways are paths of righteousness.
Yes.
103:7 Psalms.
All right,
103
sir.
And 7.
All
Let's
right,
go there.
Yes,
so many. The Lord said it very plainly. Go back to Moses.
Yes.
Moses, he wrote of me. In other words, you want to know the Lord. You want to realize who I am. He was talking with those at that time that met him. You want to know who I am? Well, we're looking for him. Looking for the Messiah. Go back to Moses. He's going to show you who I am. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Psalm 103:7 says what?
He made known his ways unto Moses.
He made known his ways to Moses.
Uh-huh.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Don't get excited. I like this.
Yes,
I want that scripture read right.
Yes, yes,
that beautiful?
God,
he made known
yes.
his ways
unto Moses.
Moses. So if you want to know his ways.
Yes, Pastor.
Go back to the one that God made
thank
it known
God.
To.
Thank
God. So now, wait a minute. God didn't show me his way over Moses. I don't think so. Whatever God made known extended ways is going to be through the basis of the ways he gave Moses.
Yes.
God builds you with more knowledge of his way. He made known his ways unto Moses.
Mm-hmm.
What?
His acts unto the children of Israel.
So if you want to know how to act in his way, he made it known to the children of Israel. Now, how can he be making known to you? And you say, well, I ain't no, I'm not Israel. I'm a Christian. You're on the wrong path.
Right,
so, but now, wait a minute. I got to find out who Israel is. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
8th verse. What does it say?
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
Plenteous in mercy. But wait a minute. God said, showing mercy, in Exodus 26, don't go there.
Right, yes, sir.
Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Yes.
So he was letting you know it's exclusive, his mercy.
Yes.
He didn't say to everyone that didn't love me. He said to those that love and keep his commandments,
yes.
not just those that love him. Because
right.
everybody loves the Lord. And many love him. Most people love him because they don't know him.
Right.
Once they figure out who he is and find out who he is, you paint the picture of who he really is, they don't like him. Moreover, they said, hey, God, yeah, it is. That's him. That's not him. I don't like that. But everybody loved, but he said, mercy to those that love him and keep his commandments. That's where the mercy is shown.
Yes.
Read it again.
Yes.
He, for he hath,
the Lord is merciful.
Mm-hmm.
And gracious.
What?
Slow to anger.
Slow to anger.
And plenteous in mercy.
Plenteous in mercy.
Mm-hmm.